Jellyfin 12.0 landed with 405 points and 172 comments, one of the highest engagement stories of the day, and it's worth understanding why this release matters beyond open source media server gets update. Jellyfin is the community fork of Mbai, which itself forked from XBMC, and it represents a genuine alternative to Plex in a way that didn't feel credible a few years ago.
The business context for Jellyfin's growth is Plex's business model evolution. Plex started as free, added a premium tier, then kept moving features from the free tier into the premium tier, then introduced Plex Pass price increases, and most recently added advertising to certain content sections. Each of those decisions is individually defensible as a company trying to sustain itself, but collectively they've driven a meaningful segment of the technically sophisticated user base toward Jellyfin.
Version 12.0 is a significant release by the project's own accounting. The HN comments highlight improved hardware transcoding support, which is the key performance differentiator for whether your server can stream 4K content without turning into a space heater, better client compatibility, an overhauled plugin architecture, and improvements to the metadata and library management system. The plugin architecture change is particularly significant because it affects the ecosystem of third-party integrations that make Jellyfin extensible.
The broader principle here is one of the most reliable patterns in open-source economics. A proprietary product with a captive audience and a monetization imperative will drift toward extractive pricing, and when it does, it creates a vacuum that a well-organized open-source alternative can fill. Jellyfin didn't win by being better than Plex in 2020. It won by still being free, auditable, and community-controlled in 2026 while Plex kept raising prices.
Tala going open source is the other major open source story today, with 243 points and notably only 17 comments, which suggests people are excited but not immediately conflicted about it. Tala is the automatic layout algorithm behind D2, the diagram scripting language. If you've used D2, you know that diagram layout is a deceptively hard problem. Most diagramming tools either make you position everything manually or produce automatic layouts that are technically correct but visually incoherent.
Tala is specifically designed to produce aesthetically sensible automatic layouts for complex technical diagrams, architecture diagrams, flow charts, entity relationship diagrams. The algorithm has been proprietary and commercial, and making it open source removes the main reason someone might choose a competing tool. The D2 ecosystem just got significantly more compelling for teams that want to maintain diagrams as code rather than as drag-and-drop artifacts in a proprietary format.
The diagrams as code paradigm is genuinely important for engineering teams. When your architecture diagram lives in a D2 file in your Git repository, it gets reviewed, versioned, diffed, and maintained alongside the code it describes. When it lives in Lucidchart or Miro, it becomes an artifact that drifts out of sync with reality and can't be reviewed in a pull request.
Emacs Bedrock 2.0 rounds out the open source releases today, with 128 points and 28 comments. Bedrock is a minimal Emacs configuration. Its explicit design philosophy is to be the smallest reasonable starting point for a modern Emacs setup rather than a batteries-included distribution like Doom Emacs or Spacemax. Version 2.0 apparently revisits some fundamental configuration choices in light of how the Emacs package ecosystem has evolved.
Emacs users are a dedicated and vocal community on 8chan, and the comment thread on Bedrock tends to attract thoughtful discussion about editor philosophy that goes well beyond the release notes. The tension between everything should be in the editor and the editor should do one thing well is a genuinely unresolved design question that programmers have been arguing about since the 1980s, and Emacs is the permanent locus of that debate.
The memory architecture and SSD internals piece, 45 points, 3 comments, is the kind of educational deep dive that 8chan has always been good at surfacing. Understanding the actual storage stack, from NAND flash physics through the FTL layer through the NVMe protocol through OS page cache into application memory, is increasingly relevant as AI workloads push storage hierarchies in new directions. It's introductory, but it's well-written introductory material that belongs in more developers' backgrounds.